I will be sleeping on the couch in your room tonight, huh? It's fine, cousin. I really don't mind. I mean, I do have a pretty bad back and all, but yeah, absolutely fine. Just for a week, right? But my complaining aside, wasn't bowling today so fun? I haven't played in so long, and I really surprised myself. I mean, it's not like we have the best quality bowling alleys in Moldova, so I was surprised when I came fourth. But congratulations for you winning though, cousin. You're really good at bowling, and I admire that so much. Anyway, now the moment I've been waiting for. I did indeed bring you a few things back from Moldova before I even forget to give you the gifts. I'm sorry it's not much, but it's all I could afford and... Oh no, cousin, it's no problem, honestly. We haven't seen each other in how long? Since childhood? It is the least I could do for you. Especially when you've been helping me a lot recently on Skype with my English and help pay for the flight so we could see each other again. Come on. I will repeat again, it is the least I can do for you. The calendar for 2020. It has some of the best sites around Moldova. There is a cathedral here for January. Look, look, look. Now you can take that. And what else do I have here? I did get you quite a few things, so I forgot what I may find in here. Oh yes. Here's your jumper I bought for you. It has I love Moldova on it. Do you like it? You so need to wear that at the dinner later. What else? And we have a magnet here of the Moldovan flag that will go well in your fridge with that collection you have going on. You've been traveling quite a lot. And here is a I love Moldova notebook with a I love Moldova pen. So, that's very handy. And one more thing. Yeah, you know what that was. And how could I not bring some Moldovan wine over? You've never had it before? Well, cousin, if you weren't lucky enough to escape Moldova like me, who knows? Maybe we'd be cousins who meet up all the time and sit and drink all day. Yeah, totally. Now, how about I shut up and stop talking shit and we can get this wine open? You just twist it round at the top and it opens. Oh, I don't need to care about glasses. I hope the glass idea was a joke. Like, come on, we just drink it from the bottle. Are you crazy? No point in damaging or making glasses dirty. Especially in our short time we will have together as a family. We don't have time to sit around cleaning dishes. For suggesting that. I need to get your Moldovan side back. You really became westernized. I am so disappointed in you, cousin. But I will let that slide. You can make it up to me by starting and finishing this wine off with me. I mean, you're right on that. Since we don't have glasses, we can't really make wishes and aspirations or whatever, but I guess we can bend the rules a little. So this drink is to family, being back together, having a great week all together, and to seeing each other more in the future, especially getting you and your family over to Moldova. Why is your family so reluctant to come back and visit us? yeah, I forgot about that situation with someone squatting on your family's face and demanding alcohol. Yeah, I'm sorry about that, but Moldova has changed since then. It's not cool to do that stuff anymore. But, well, let's not keep this wine waiting and let's hurry up and drink it. You may have some first since I can get it at any time. For you. Do you like it? Okay, I see that you like it. You can stop now. You have to leave some for me too, cousin. Come on. Wow. But you need to calm down on that. You need to calm down on the wine. I see that you like it, but you can't do it that much. Because, like, this wine is very strong, more than the average pussy wine you get here, so you need to drink it slower, or even have a snack with you. Wait, that reminds me. I did bring a snack. I brought some chocolate, since that's the only snack we kind of have right now. For the wine, and I don't know how you and I don't know about you, but I can't be bothered giving away looking for actually food snacks right now, so this will do for now. Very sweet, isn't it? Do you like it? Well, hopefully that might help in the process of absorbing the alcohol. We don't have much time left, it seems, so just gotta explain to our parents we had a lot of catching up to do, I guess. And that wouldn't be wrong. But since you have a sore head from the alcohol, I should get you into bed. Come on. Oh my god, just lying here though reminds me of old times when we were younger and would have sleepovers. Yeah, I remember my first sleepover here when we were younger and I'd visit you over here and we would play on the PlayStation 2 all night and we'd just fall asleep in this very bed together. Looking around your room, nothing has changed so much. Only since you moved from the house in Moldova to the house here, but this room hasn't changed and that's so sweet. Yeah, like looking around your room right now, I see so many memories, like that stain on the wall there. It's where I cracked my head when we were playing wrestling and there's a stain on the carpet over there where we were playing around and we spilled some juice. Just so many memories. Yeah. I remember how I was just so excited to visit your house all of the time because of all the fun we would have. And this was back in Moldova, like, we would have, like, well, we had so much in common back then. I'm not sure how it's changed now, but I just loved us spending time together. We always wanted to have sleepovers because we loved playing, like, those two-player games. Like, we would plan with each other how we were going to hide under the bed, so eventually, in our logic, we thought that our parents would give up and stop looking for me, and then would just let me stay over. Such good times, right? And now we're doing exactly that, just more grown up now, I guess, and a lot of distance between us, but we have such a strong bond and not even distance can break family, you know? Last time I saw you, we were like the same height as each other, but I was taller. I was taller, so. Shh. I don't care if it was like 2 centimeters, okay? That's irrelevant. And she had the geeky reading glasses. So sweet. And do you still collect those Pokemon cards? Well, your personality hasn't changed at all. No. It's really sweet. You were always so sweet. So I'm glad you haven't changed in that aspect. You've always been so kind, so it would be a shame for you to not be that person anymore. I don't mean physically, of course. Of course that you have changed physically. You got taller, of course. You're finally taller than me. You have nicer eyes. You got muscles. Yeah, you've been looking after yourself. You have turned into such a handsome man. Do you not even have a girlfriend? You haven't mentioned one, sorry to assume. You broke up a few months ago? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Me? Well, I don't have anything going on right now with anyone. I had my fair share of boyfriends, but never went so far to the point it was getting serious when I want to move further. It's like people just want me for a fun time. Oh, you're so sweet. See, I told you that I was right when I said you were sweet. But I'll find someone one day. Just got to be patient, and maybe to the point there is a wedding, you will finally come to Moldova, right? Oh, I wish I could stay here too and spend more than just a week. A week isn't enough to catch up after 10 years. Isn't that right? Yeah, unfortunately, as grown-ups now, we have work, university, all that boring stuff. Maybe when we're old and when we retire, that's when we can catch up, right? Now enough of that depressing talk. How are you feeling now, cousin? I'm so glad I'm making you feel better. I don't like to see you not feeling good. But I'm glad the alcohol is, like, making you feel less shitty. It is pretty strong. I feel a little bit shitty as well, but I'm not so tipsy. Oh, you look fine. You look fine even when you're sick or not feeling good. Don't worry, I said. You still look so nice with... Cousin, what are you doing? What the fuck was that? You thought wrong. What made you think that this is what we should do next? You felt a feeling? What, cousin? Cousin? Keyword, cousin. Come on. This is wrong. You should not do it ever. You are actually crazy for doing it. Wrong. So wrong. And yet, it just felt so right. Mm. Your lips just fit so perfectly in mine. It's like it was meant to be. Like, it isn't wrong. It's, we fit so perfectly. How can it be so wrong? A little more quiet with the kissy's cousin. Someone might hear us if they might go into the bathroom. Quick, get the light switch off. Let's get this off, shall we? You don't have to worry about me. My dress has a zip down the back. Just like that. I just love feeling your arms all around me, cousin. Oh, lower. Lower. You're feeling very adventurous. Yes, that's the spot. Oh my. Oh! Isn't it funny how we went from playing with joysticks and bumpers to you actually playing with my bumper? Fuck. My bumper. Shit. Oh, fuck, I need to keep it down. Is there something? Like, because we're related, does this have to do with how you're just touching the red spot straight away? My boyfriends before couldn't even touch me properly like this. Oh my god. Okay. I'm gonna bust in if you keep doing this stuff. Let me try playing with your joystick. And I'm not talking about the controller. Just like that, cousin, Is it just like this? Am I grabbing your joystick okay? It's so bad. You're so bad letting your cousin do this. What would your uncle and auntie say? Do you want your joystick to go a little more and dance like that? You like that so much, cousin. But will you let your cousin also do this? Oh, I better put the blankets over me. I'm not just your cousin now. I'm also a cowgirl. And Alabama can have cowgirls also. So we have that in common, I guess. Someone just went to the toilet right now. I need the pillow. Oh my god. I'm gonna nut soon. Are you gonna nut soon? Oh, come on. Come on, Kevin. Oh, don't be selfish. Oh, don't hold it. Wait for me. Hold it. Wait for me.
Okay, go.
You nutted everywhere, cousin. Oh my god. Oh my god, I need to get tissues. Oh, I need to go get tissues to clean myself up. Oh my god. It's leaking out. Oh my god, it's leaking out all over the bed. Oh my god. Oh my god, I need to go get tissues. Oh my god. What did we just do? Did we seriously just... Oh god, I can't say I regret it, but... It's weird. Our family are just a few rooms away. Wait, did you regret it? No? Alright, I just find it funny now we're going to have to go back and sit and have dinner with our family when we just did that, like... Awkward, like, I don't know if anyone even heard us. Someone was in the toilet, and I don't know if we stopped in time or I was quiet enough. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we were as quiet as possible. I'm just overthinking. Or wait, the quietness can also be suspicious. Yeah, overthinking. Just finished getting dressed and nothing happened, just... Fix my hair now. Got my brush here. Just fix my hair. Okay, see, am I good as new yet? Doesn't look like my hair, like, good as new, like, I don't know, my hair or anything. I don't look like I just did something with my cousin, especially with my cousin. Okay, good. I just want to forget about that now. Well, I mean, it was hot. You thought so too, right? It was fucking hot. Yeah. And I'm going back soon to Moldova again anyway, so we don't need to face each other or... Yeah, It was just a one-off, right? Just some one-off, spur-of-the-moment type thing, yeah. Yeah, exactly. We don't need to think about it. Nothing... so deep, so want to go and check if the dinner's ready yet, like nice. Yeah, I can smell it in here. Or is that the rubber that just got burnt in here? Yeah, that was cringe, just as cringe as what we just did. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, let's just go already, check if everyone's doing okay. Also, I haven't met your pets yet, so you introduced me to your snake before you introduced me to your cute little pet you've been talking about on Discord and Skype. Heard you call them some cool name, like something like Bonnie or something like that in your